Cheshire Silk 106.9 with Lewis Capaldi. It is now 10:30. Okie dokie, let's pick a winner. Let's make the call and make somebody a community hero with Nicole Hughes Food Services. Somebody is about to win a food hamper with a load of goodies in it worth over £70. Let's make that call. If your phone rings, it could be you or somebody you know.
Hello?
Hello, is that Jane?
It's her speaking.
Hi, Jane, it's Darren from Silk Radio. You alright?
Hiya, yes, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not bad at all. So, you've nominated good. Millie, haven't you?
I have, yes, I have. So, she's a little superstar.
Go on, tell me the story about Millie then.
Right, well, Millie worked at David Lewis a few years ago, and she worked there from school, really. And she went travelling, and then she came back, and she worked at David Lewis again. And then I retired from Cheshire East, and she applied for almost for my job and became a family support worker for Cheshire East. So she works full-time for Cheshire East as a family support worker. And David Lewis phoned her up when this pandemic started and said, we're short-staffed, is there any chance that you can do some shifts? So she didn't want to let Cheshire East down because she got a full-time permanent job with them. So she worked all week for them, and then she worked shifts at the weekend and an odd evening shift for David Lewis.
Wow.
And she just cracks on. Do you know what I mean? She's one of them. She's just... She's a little superstar.
So she's never got time for herself then, has she, really?
Well, bless her. She knows that she's stuck in at weekends, and she's, you know, so she's like, I might as well go and help them out. And she's back on the house. She loved it at David Lewis. And she's back on the house that she used to work on. And so these young adults know her. So it's just absolutely perfect for them as well. Because these poor loves are really struggling because they don't really understand what's going on. And they're not seeing family because they can't. So she's got so much empathy for them. She's gorgeous. I know she's my daughter and I love all my kids. But she's just a superstar.
Okay, so
that's all.
Is Millie in the house with you?
No, she lives in Macclesfield with her fiancé.
Oh,
she doesn't
right.
know anything about this.
Okay, well, she's won anyway. She's won.
Has she?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited because she just deserves it. That's amazing. What a lovely, lovely thing to do. I'm going to have to phone her and tell her to put Silk FM on, aren't I?
Yes, you need to get her to give me a... have you got a phone number? Have you got Millie's phone number? I'll give her a call myself and say to her, hey, you've won, your mum's nominated, you've won a prize.
Oh, I have got her number, but it's in the phone that you're actually speaking
right.
to me on. And I'm of an age where I don't know how I can give it to you. So, give me your number and I'll phone you back in 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's 01625.
Yep.
26. 9,000.
9,000.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'll phone you back in a sec.
Throughout the day with Nicole Hughes. Get all the essentials you need delivered now.
Bastille and Pompeii on Cheshire's Silk 106.9. 10:42, 22 minutes to 11 o'clock, Friday the 15th of May. So we've already spoken to Jane. We know who the winner is. So let's call Millie right now, shall we? Hope she answers the phone. So we know it's Millie. We've just spoken to Jane, her mum.
Hello.
Is that Millie?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Millie. You all right?
Yes, I'm good, thank you.
Do you know who this is?
I think so. Probably to put the radio on.
So, you've won anyway. You've won the Community Hero Prize.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Right, apparently your mum thinks you are absolutely amazing by doing a full-time job and working for David Lewis at the house as well. And all of those poor folks over there see you as family, don't they? You know, they need you around. So, well done.
Thank you very much.
How do you feel?
It's Labour Day, May the week. bored myself, something like that.
So have you been coping with lockdown and everything going on with coronavirus?
Well, I've not really had time to think, really, so it's quite good that I've been busy.
Yeah, I suppose that's the way of coping, isn't it? You just keep yourself busy, keep yourself going, and then you don't have time to sit and think about it too much, eh?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely helped.
All right, Millie, we need to get your details so we can get this prize over to you. All right, have a great weekend if you can, and
thank you.
Try and give it a time for yourself.
I will. I'll try. Thank you very much.